telling them to get to bed, get some rest. We have an early start. We have to cover some ground. That seemed to pacify most of the wagon trainers. And they finally went to bed, including Jackie and Tom. And the next morning, Tom knew, because he had ridden out ahead to see the lay of the land, they were going to hit the valley and probably camping down by the stream that evening. As Tom looked around, he realized, being down in the valley, surrounded by hills, this would be the place. If anything happened, this is where it would happen. So late that afternoon, as they began to go down the hills into the valley, Tom had a strange feeling that they were being watched very closely. When he saw Mr. Miller, he said, "Did you get a couple men on Chuck and Bart Wilson?" He says, "I have two men on them." He says, "The minute anybody makes a false move, they're supposed to tell us." The wagon train moved on. They knew they were going to camp down by the stream. And all of a sudden, a man came riding as fast as he could ride. He says, "Tom, Tom, Tom." His horse came to a sliding stop. He jumped off. He grabbed Tom. He says, it's Chuck. He's leaving. Tom says, "Where?" He said, "Way over there, see?" He says, "All right, Miller, get these wagons in a circle, quick." He said, "I'm going after the wagon." He said, "You're in charge. No matter what happens," he says, "take over." Jackie says, what am I going to do?" He says, "You stay right where you are." He says, "I'm going after the wagon." He says, "You better get some water in here, quick." All right, Miller took over because Bart was nowhere around. And he began to yell, give orders, "Form a circle." So the wagons began to form a circle. Mrs. Miller says, "Nancy, grab the buckets." Jackie says, you can come with me, Nancy. I'm going to go for water too." He says, "Hurry it up." So Jackie grabbed two buckets and Nancy grabbed two buckets. And they started to run down to the stream for water. In the meantime, Tom was catching up with the wagon. And it was Chuck who was driving. And he'd look back every so often and he finally realized that Tom was following him. And he knew that, Tom knew that he was taking the guns to the Indians. And the faster Tom went, the faster he began to whip his horses. And they were going along this mountain, narrow trail. And the wagon wheels would skid out over the end and hit rocks. And he knew if he kept on going, if he ever missed the curve in the road or hit a bump, they'd go way down into the valley, into the river. Pretty soon Chuck knew that Tom was catching up and he began to fire. Tom began to duck. And finally, just as he got ready to grab the end of the wagon, Chuck looked back and he took his eyes off the road. There was a big rock in the road. And just about that time, the back wheel hit it and the wagon flew up in the air, came down on the edge of the side of the mountain, slipped over to the side, horses, wagon, and Chuck and all rolled over and over and over and over all the way to the bottom into the river. And Tom knew that that was the end of the guns for the Indians. But as the dust settled and he began to turn around to go back, he heard gunfire, he heard screaming, and he knew that the Indians had attacked the wagon train. Jackie and Nancy, who were just getting their buckets full of water, Jackie had just filled Nancy's buckets. Nancy was saying, I'm so frightened, Jackie. Well, there's really nothing to be frightened of. He says, here, let me fill my buckets and we'll get back to the wagon. Everything will be just fine. As Jackie started to stand up, there was a whoosh, and he looked into the tree right above his head was an arrow. He grabbed Nancy, he says, get down. And he pushed her right down into the mud. She said, oh, my new dress. He said, shh, never mind your new dress. I said, what's wrong? Shh. I said, there's Indians. See that arrow up there, didn't you see it? Oh, Jackie, I'm frightened. Be quiet. He says, I want you to stay here. Just hide in these bushes in the mud. And don't come out unless somebody comes after you, understand? You understand? Oh, Jackie, I'm so frightened. Shh, you're gonna be dead if you don't get quiet. He says, stay right here. Jackie reached for his guns. He filled them full of bullets. He says, you wait right here. About this time, he heard the screaming and the yelling and the shooting, and he knew, too, that the Indians had attacked the wagon train. He remembered the one bullet, but now he decided he must save two bullets. He took two bullets and stuck them in his shirt pocket and buttoned it, because he knew what he was going to use those two bullets for. Nancy, remember, you stay here no matter what happens. Understand?
I understand.
He crawled out of the bushes, around the tree. He knew that somewhere Indians were near. And finally, he'd hear a little twig snap every so often. And he knew somewhere very close, someone was near. And all of a sudden, behind one of the bushes, he saw a feather. And he knew it wasn't a turkey. He took out his gun, hid behind a tree. He says, all right, come out of there. He waited. Nothing happened. Jackie had seen the feather sticking up, and he knew it wasn't a turkey. Of course, back at the wagon train, the Indians had made their first attack. And of course, Mr. Miller was in charge. He had turned some of the wagons over. The women were loading the guns and carrying in the supplies. Some of the wagons had been set afire with flaming arrows. They were putting out the flames. Finally, when things kind of quieted down, Mr. Miller says, all right, he says, they'll be back. We know that. Let's get ready for the second onslaught. Some of the children were crying, and Mrs. Miller, she had forgotten all about Nancy and Jackie going after water because she was so busy taking care of the wounded and loading guns and getting ready for the next attack from the Indians. At this time, Tom had just seen Chuck go over the edge with the guns and all, and he heard the shooting and so forth, and he knew there was only one thing to do, was ride to the Indian village and try to talk the chief out of attacking the wagon train again. He knew who he might find there. So he was on his way to the chief's camp. And while this was all going on, of course, Jackie had just said, all right, come out from under that, behind that tree. One, two. And all of a sudden, from behind the tree came an Indian boy about his age and his size with a bow and arrow. Jackie held a gun on him. He says, now stay right there. The boy looked at him. He says, you shoot. Jackie looked astonished. Shoot. Mogai miss. That very, very bad for my father when he hear that I miss. Your father? My father, Chief Thundercloud. Your father, he says, they're attacking our train out there. I can hear it. He says, yes. He says, you, pale face, bad blood, you come take our land, steal from us. Oh, no. He said, we're just going through. He said, I have a ranch of my own. Why would I want to steal your land and your... No, that's wrong. It is right. Big pale face, come tell my father, Chief Thundercloud. Wagon train, come, take land, take furs, take animals, everything from the Indians. Mm-hmm. He said, that's not true. That's not true at all. It is true. He said, you shoot. He threw his bow and arrow on the ground. Jackie put his gun away. He says, I'm not going to shoot. He says, just because you missed, my father will be very disappointed. Well, I'd rather have him disappointed than have a dead son. You know, understand the ways of the Indians. Jake said, well, I know one thing. He said, I'm not going to shoot you. At that time, Mogai started to reach for his knife. Jackie grabbed his gun. I said, hold it! Mogai looked at him. He says, I mean no harm. He says, take your hands off the knife. He looked at Jackie. He says, you don't trust Mogai. He says, well, not for sure. He says, you know, tell me your name. Says, my name's Jackie Anderson. I'm with the wagon train. Mogai kept looking at him. He says, you put gun away. Mogai went for the knife. He said, I warned you. He says, you put gun away. Mogai took the knife. He says, you honest pale face. He says, you saved my life. You know, shoot. He started to walk towards him. Jackie half put the gun away and walked back up against the tree. He says, I mean no harm. He says, give me your hand. He says, what for? He says, you give Mogai a hand. And finally, Mogai reached over, took his hand and pressed one of his fingers close together and took a knife and slid it across the top, and blood came out. Jake said, what are you doing? Ow! Little pale face, not very brave. He says, well, what are you cutting? You know, understand strange ways of Indians. I know, understand strange way of pale face. He took his own finger and did the very same thing. And then he put his finger with the blood running out of it on top of Jackie's with the blood running out of it and pressed them together. He says, what does this mean? He says, it means that little pale face now blood brother with Mogai. Blood brother? He says, you know here of that before? He says, well, yes, sure, I've heard of it, but I never thought it I'd ever. Then Jackie remembered the wagon train. He says, Mogai, I'm your blood brother, right? He says, yes, you my brother now. He said, do you believe that I tell truth? Blood brother always tell truth. He says, all right, I'm going to tell it to you again. He says, that big pale face, he says, that's Bart Wilson, he's mean. He says, he's selling you guns, he says, so that you would attack the wagon train. He said, then they take the furs and the land and everything that you have. He said, it's the truth. He says, come. We go tell my father, Chief Thundercloud. Jackie looked around. Mogai jumped over a bush. Jackie followed him. He jumped onto a horse. He put his hand down and grabbed Jackie and pulled him on the back. And in a few seconds, they were off, heading for the Indian village just as fast as they could go. Jackie was bouncing up and down. He says, how do you ride this thing without a saddle? He says, you get very used to it. And as they bounced along, racing along the ledge, down in the valley, they could see the Indian village with the hundreds of warriors. And Jackie didn't know whether he should go down there among the warriors or not. It looked as if they were getting ready for another attack. Finally, when they headed into camp, they stopped in front of the chief's teepee, which was bigger than the rest of them. And Jackie got down, Mogai got down. He rushed inside, followed by Jackie. And when Jackie looked inside the teepee, he saw Tom and the chief and Bart Wilson. Tom was turned around. He says, Jackie, what are you doing here? He says, what are you doing here, Tom? He says, never mind me. He says, it's all right, Tom. He says, I came with Mogai. Mogai rushed up to his father. Father, he says, Jackie, my blood brother, he tell truth. It's the truth, Chief. He says, we're just going through. I have a ranch of my own. He says, we don't want your land. He said, if you'll just let us get through, he says, we won't harm anybody. Mogai looked at his father. Little pale face, my blood brother, tell truth. Bart Wilson, that's a lie. He says, they're lying, Chief. You know we've been doing business. He said, I brought you guns. He says, you'll get them here pretty soon. No, you won't, Chief, said Tom. The guns will never arrive because they're at the bottom of the valley in the river. The chief quite didn't understand who was telling the truth. Don't believe them, Chief. They'll be here. The chief looked at both of them. One big pale face tell a heap big lie. And he looked from one to the other. Jackie looked at Tom. He said, it's not Tom. He's an honest man. All right, we see. We see. He clapped his hands and one of the Indians came in and left. And in a few minutes, he came back with a red-hot branding iron. He says, now, he says, I throw the branding iron into the middle of the teepee. Two big pale faces take off shirts. He says, you get branding iron. He who get branded, he big liar. Tom looked at Jackie. He said, no, Tom. He said, we have to do it this way, Jackie. He said, this is the only way we can save the wagon train. Bart Wilson took off his shirt. So did Tom. The chief held a red-hot branding iron. He looked at both of them and threw it into the dirt in the teepee. Bart and Tom both made a dive for it. Tom was a little bit slow because Bart got a jump on him. And when things cleared up, there was Bart holding the red-hot branding iron and Tom looking at him. Bart smiled, more of a sneer. He says, all right. He says, Mr. Dawson, we're going to see who's heap big liar now. Bart had the red-hot branding iron, and now they were going like cat and mouse around the teepee. Jackie was very excited and frightened because he knew that Bart had the upper hand. He had his fingers crossed. He even crossed his feet. He watched Chief Thundercloud. He didn't smile. He didn't frown. He just stared to see who tell big lie to Chief Thundercloud. And as they were going around and around, Dart would dart at Tom and he would duck. What's wrong, cowboy? He said, a little scared, a little heat, huh? Tom kept going around and around. He made a dive for him this time. Tom dived for his feet, knocked him over, and now the two of them began to roll over and over and over, and finally Tom ended up on the bottom. Bart still held the iron, and now he started to come down with all the power he had, and Bart Wilson was a strong man. Slowly he began to force. Tom was holding it back. Inch by inch, the red-hot iron began to come down to his bare chest. Tom could feel the heat. He knew that he had to muster all the strength that he could. And finally, with his right foot, he lifted it up high enough and caught his arm as he was holding the red-hot iron and pulled it back and rolled him backwards. As he rolled back, he let go of the iron. Tom pounced upon it and grabbed it. And Bart jumped up very quickly, and now it was the same thing all over, except this time, Tom had the red-hot iron. Jackie says, be careful, Tom. Tom watched him like a cat watching a mouse, because he knew he was tricky. Bart began to come forward. Tom stepped back. There was a small rock, just enough to make him lose his balance, and he fell backwards. Bart made his move. This was it. He pounced upon Tom, and just as he did, Tom stuck the iron right in front of him, and Bart came down with his chest, and the flesh began to burn as he burned the brand in Bart's chest. Bart let out a scream, jumped up. Ooh! Tom stood up, says, well, Chief, he says, big pale face, tell truth. Tom threw the iron down, started to walk over to his shirt, put on his belt, and as he was buttoning his shirt, he had his back turned towards Bart. Jackie, out of the corner of his eye, saw Bart goes for his guns. He says, Tom! Tom grabbed both guns, swung himself around, and dropped himself, and as he was falling down flat on his stomach, he fired both guns. And finally, when Jackie opened his eyes, he saw Bart Wilson lying in the dust with blood trickling down by his shirt. The chief looked at Tom. He says, pale face, tell truth. He says, pale face, who die? Coward. Shoot man in back. He says, you, I believe. Tom says, well, would you call off your warriors? He says, we go now and call off warriors. We make peace. Mogai, for the first time, smiled at Jackie, and Jackie smiled back. Jackie says, blood brothers. Me, blood brother with little pale face. Jackie says, yeah, me too. Tom says, come on. In the meantime, back at the wagon, Mr. Miller was making arrangements for the next attack of the Indians. He had told his men, he says, hold your fire. He says, save your ammunition. He says, they'll be coming any time. And finally, over the hills, they saw them. And Mr. Miller watched. He said, I think the chief's with them this time. They couldn't see Tom and Jackie because they were farther back. He says, all right, men, he says, the chief is mine. He says, when he gets close enough, he says, I get the first shot at him. He says, hold your fire. He says, until you hear my gun fire. He says, then open fire. The men were very tense. The women were very tense because now they saw thousands of Indians coming down off the hill towards the wagon, and they knew as soon as they got close enough, they would start their attack. Mr. Miller leaned up against the wagon wheel and got his sights on the chief. He says, all right, I've got him right between the eyes. He says, let him get closer. And they came closer and closer and closer. Mr. Miller, he says, let's open up on him. He says, no. He says, save your ammunition. He says, wait till they get close enough. And as he was setting his sights right between the eyes of the chief, for a flickering second, his eye moved right over the shoulder of the chief, and he stopped and he rubbed his eyes. He says, Fred, come over here. He says, look right behind the chief. He says, you see anything? He says, Mr. Miller, why don't you fire? Let's get this thing going. He says, they'll be on us in a minute. He says, look over the chief's shoulder. He took his gun and aimed it right at the chief and looked right over his shoulder. He rubbed his eyes. He says, what did you think you saw? He says, I don't know. He says, I can't believe it. He says, looked like Tom. He says, well, that's what I thought. Man, hold your fire. About that time, Tom stopped. He knew that things were too quiet down at camp. He says, Chief, he says, let me go ahead. He says, and talk to their leader. He says, and then we'll come back. Tom took a white handkerchief and tied it to a stick he had picked up, and he jumped on his horse, and the men aimed at Tom. Hold your fire, it's Tom, it's Tom. Tom kept riding down like the wind. He jumped over the overturned wagon into right in the middle of the camp. Mr. Miller rushed up. He says, Tom, you got away. He says, hold your fire, hold your fire. He says, they're attacking. He says, no, they're not. He says, they come in peace. He says, it's all over. He says, the guns have gone down into the canyon. He said, Bart Wilson is dead. He says, they've come to make peace. There was a big sigh of relief as people just sort of slumped and relaxed to think that they weren't going to have to fight this to the last man. He says, I want you, Mr. Miller, and he said, about six men ride forward as a gesture of peace. He says, sure. He says, sure, anything. So they got on their horses and rode out towards the chief. Tom introduced Mr. Miller as the one in charge of the wagon train, and Mr. Miller accepted that for the time being, at least. And the chief says, big pale face, honest and very brave, he tell truth. you have permission to go across my land. He says, we're not going to stop, we're just going to move on. And they exchanged promises, and then they exchanged some goods that they had, and they traded with the Indians. And before long, time passed quickly, and Jackie and Mogai were talking and visiting, and all of a sudden, before they knew it, it was time to leave. The chief said his goodbyes, and his warriors left, and the chief left. The chief got halfway up the hill when he turned around on his horse, and he saw Mogai still with Jackie. Well, Mogai, I guess we gotta say goodbye now. He says, someday, many moons from now, maybe you come back and stay with me and my people. Jackie says, sure, maybe I'll come. He said, and sometime maybe you come and stay with me at my ranch, huh? If my father so desire, I will come and stay with you at your ranch. He looked at his father and then looked at Jackie, and Jackie could almost see a teardrop glistening in his eye. He says, we see each other again. He says, I hope before Happy Hunting Ground. He turned his horse around and started going up the hill towards his father. When he got to his father's side, he again turned his horse around and waved one more time, and Jackie waved back, and he turned his horse around and headed for the camp. Finally, when everybody saw that what Tom had done, they want to know what miracle he performed, and he tried to explain to them very quickly until in the middle of all this, Mrs. Miller starts screaming, Nancy! Nancy! Oh, he says, Nancy's gone, Nancy's gone, Nancy. Jackie sat there. Holy cow. Tom says, holy cow. He says, what are you? Mrs. Miller was screaming. He says, the Indians, Nancy, where is my? Jackie says, I know where she is. I'll get her. He jumped over the old turnover wagon and start running down towards the stream. Nancy, he looked down under the bushes, and there in the mud was Nancy. Her hair was muddy and her dress was all covered with mud. She looked up. Jackie, is that you? I said, it's Jackie, it's all right, come on out. He reached down, took her by the hand and pulled her out. She was up to her ankles in mud. She said, what happened, Jackie? Oh, nothing to worry about. We took care of the Indians. They're friendly and everything. Oh, Jackie, you're such a brave boy. She says, come on. He says, your mother's worried about you. They started to run towards the camp. And finally, when her mother looked up and saw her, Nancy, is that you? Yes, it's me, mother. So what happened to you? He said, Jackie pushed me down in the mud. Jackie said, I didn't really push him. She said, I had to hide her because I thought the Indians were around. She said, mother, look at my dress. Look at my new dress, mother. She says, well, Nancy, isn't it better to be alive than to see your dress full of mud? She said, yes, but I thought you'd be angry. She put her arms around her, mud and all. She says, oh, this is probably the happiest day of my life. Mrs. Miller was very glad to see her daughter, even though she was covered with mud. And the rest of the evening, the men began to rebuild some of the wagons and repair them. Some of them had been burned. People lost water. They began to fill up the barrels of water. And later that evening, they built a campfire because they felt quite safe now because Chief Thundercloud had promised them safety through their territory. The people began to talk about who they should get for a new wagon master. And everybody was whispering and talking and talking, and finally Mr. Miller got up. He says, man, ladies, he says, I know that we've had a setback. We lost our wagon master, and we need a new one. And I would like to suggest that there's only one person who should take over, and that person is Tom Dawson. And people began to applaud and yell and scream. Jackie says, Tom, that's us, that's us. No, that's me, yeah, but I'm going to be your assistant. He says, yeah. He says, I could be an assistant wagon master. He says, that's what, he says, Tom, he says, you've got to take it. Tom, would you come up here?